When most people hear the words regional theater, they think of stages in towns all across the country, but one of the most successful nonprofit regional theaters is on Broadway in New York. The Roundabout Theater has 5 stages and 30,000 subscribers and celebrates its 50th anniversary this season. Jeff London has the story.
In 1965, a high school drama teacher named Jean Feist decided to open a theater in the basement of a supermarket in Manhattan. His idea was to stage revivals of works that weren't being performed elsewhere. Shaw, Chekhov, Ibsen, and for a while it worked. But when Todd Haymes, a 26-year-old MBA with a passion for theater, was hired as executive director in 1983...
They had 14,000 loyal subscribers, but they... had been in Chapter 11 since 1977. There was tax fraud, significant tax fraud. They had a deficit of $2.5 million and a budget of $2 million, which is almost physically impossible, so they couldn't meet the payroll.
But somehow, Haymes and his board of directors turned things around. He eventually became artistic director and now oversees an annual budget of $60 million.
I think the reason the Roundabout has survived and the reason it has flourished is two words. Todd Haymes.
Broadway and film star Frank Langella has been in 5 Roundabout productions, the first when the company was bankrupt.
He believes in hiring gifted people to do what they want to do, and he believes in being an ear more than a voice.
Haymes heard something in the work of a young playwright named Stephen Karam and opened a tiny off-Broadway theater called The Underground specifically to premiere Karam's play, Speech and Debate, 9 years ago. The Roundabout also premiered Karam's Pulitzer Prize-nominated follow-up and just opened his latest, a play called The Humans.
I don't come from a family of artists, so it actually gave me a kind of inner confidence and a feeling that maybe I really could do this as a career and not just as a passion or a hobby.
What we do with these new young playwrights, even though they're only 25 years old and they've never had a play produced in New York, is when we produce their play at the Underground, we commit and commission their second play before we produce the first play. So they feel like they have a home and it's not just a one-off.
Still, Todd Haymes admits that revivals pay Roundabout's bills.
Welcome, bienvenue, welcome.
Its successful production of Cabaret more than a decade ago helped the Roundabout buy the theater they were renting. This month, it's presenting Harold Pinter's Old Time, starring Clive Owen, and an adaptation of Emile Zola's Therese Riquin with film star Keira Knightley in the lead.
So you will come here and sleep in my bed with me, in my room with me.
Yes, in each other's arms, and then everything will be all right.
Yes.
The Roundabout opened a total of 4 shows this month.
It is a factory, but for theater, for art.
New York Times drama critic Ben Brantley says the Roundabout has had more than its share of clunkers over the years, but he also thinks it's essential to New York's theater scene.
And it operates on so many levels and brings a lot of performers to New York, especially from London, that you might not see on stages here otherwise. It's an admirable and an honorable institution, I think.
TV star Jane Krakowski won a Tony for her role in the Roundabout's revival of the musical Nine.
I was lazing around my bedroom when an idea occurred to me I thought you might be wondering about. Guido, who's not
she says that even though the company can only afford to pay a fraction of what commercial Broadway theaters offer, whenever the Roundabout calls, she's there.
Todd makes backstage visits throughout the entire run of your show and checks in with each performer. He's very nurturing to all of the artists in every way possible. And I think that makes up for the lack of salary. But also you get to do more creative projects here than possibly you would for more money someplace else.
The fact that everyone involved, from artists to ushers, believes in that mission is what keeps the Roundabout Theater going, says artistic director Todd Haymes.
A, I think we created a warm and supportive environment. B, we have 30,000 subscribers, so it's not like we're going to open, get bad reviews, and close the next week. And probably most importantly, we do adventurous work. I mean, if we didn't do old times or Therese McCann, nobody would do those plays commercially on Broadway, even with Keira Knightley in them.
Haim's biggest concern is leaving the company financially stable, so his successor won't have the same worries he did when he started 32 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Lunding in New York.
We have no troubles here. Here, life is beautiful. The girls are beautiful. Even the orchestra is beautiful.